Sure. Yeah, I was in Cincinnati or Columbus, I can't remember where, one time on a Sunday morning, work-related. And I went to a congregation, I found it online, went there, and I don't know, 50, 60 people. They greeted me, they were friendly. But what struck me the most was when the gentleman led the opening prayer, he referenced, "Thank you for bringing this visitor our way," right? Now, that edified me. It built me up. Now, had I just slept in, then, you know, and didn't go, but that's another story, right? But my point, what I'm getting to right now, is we can't spend all of our time outside of assembly and coordinated church activities with non-Christians all the time. Now, some of you will say, well, how can we teach? Well, you have to build relationships. I'm not saying you don't associate with the world. We're not building the wall back up around the church, and all we do is spend our time with Christians. But if you don't have the right balance so that you're getting enough of the positive reinforcement of who you are as a Christian and the things that keep you motivated to do what God asks us to do, and all you do is spend your time with non-Christians, you're going to find yourself not coming on Wednesday night because... you won't feel that draw. You won't be drawn to be around your brothers and sisters because you're so used to not being around Christians that it doesn't matter. And that's not who we are and not who we should be, and that does not edify one another. I challenge all of you to spend time outside of this building with each other. And you can, on purpose, set yourself a schedule. I've done this in the past where we just took the church directory and broke it up alphabetically. And over the course of a year or longer, over Sunday night at once a month, every two weeks, just invited a few of them to the house. Bring us finger food with you. Just to spend time in your home with somebody. And if you're not comfortable having somebody in your home because of whatever the reason might be, then find a reason to spend time with somebody outside this building just to have relationship building time, talking to each other, learning about who we are and who they are, so that when they do need you, they will respect the fact that you're reaching out, and you won't have to go ask Jim or Leslie or Terry or Larry or me and say, "Hey, have you talked to so-and-so? I hadn't seen him in a while. Have you?" Because we all should be doing that. Shame on us if we haven't too. And I'm not saying we're perfect, because we are far from it. We all have our challenges, and I'm challenging you as a congregation to have the desire to strengthen each other, edify one another, build one another up in the faith, in the Scripture, but you need relationships with each other to do that. Otherwise, you're in here three times a week, and that's it. And I hope you're in here at least those three times plus some. When a family what leaves here? You're making my point. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You're validating everything I just spoke about tonight. No, I didn't. What I would tell you to do is, if you miss somebody, man, call them. Call them and let them know you miss them. Nobody cares about what you know until they know how much you care. If you see somebody not here and you miss them, man, don't wait for an elder to do that. It means so much when so many of our members reach out to people who aren't here. And I'm not saying we don't do that, but I'm just saying you just closed the class out for me, and I appreciate that, with an exclamation point to have relationships with each other, build each other up, Spend time with one another. Please show up for worship, because it's very encouraging and edifying when we're here together. I didn't even get to singing songs and how that admonishes us and all the things about worship that do that. But there's so much, there's so many things that we could talk about when it comes to edification. It's 1 week's not enough, but I'm going to be in China next week, so somebody else teach next week. But Steve, were you going to say something? That's right.
We went back to when the church first started in Acts 42, where after they were baptized, they all continued to meet together a couple of days to break bread.
House to house, right? Yeah, they went house to house. Some of it by necessity, but I bet you they enjoyed it. What you want to bet? I bet you they were closer than we are. And I'm... That sounds negative. I don't mean it to. This is a good topic that's important to us as a church, because if we build each other up, we'll grow. If we grow spiritually, everything else takes care of itself. And I think I went over 3 minutes. So I told you I couldn't hear bells. But thank you for your time and attention and your comments. I appreciate you. Y'all have a good week. Call somebody you hadn't seen in a while. What? Oh, you want it?
Trifecta tonight.
Yeah, I got the announcements.